Okay, I am officially concerned. I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but... Well, the truck wasn't in the drive like usual, so I just assumed... I should have checked the whole house. But I'm so used to never coming into the garage because I know how much you hate your studio being disturbed, but when I woke up this morning and you still weren't home, I... Well, I went in anyway, and... The truck is still here. In the garage. It's running fine. That's where I'm broadcasting from right now, though obviously I turned the engine off. And I have to say, I'm impressed that you were actually listening when I told you to bring it inside for the winter if you weren't going to be driving much. But if you're not out there driving this truck on a supply run, where are you? I took the other car, which, I'm sorry to say, is now somewhere in California, having been put out to pasture, but unless you finally decided to take an interest in car mechanics after all this time, I don't know how else you'd be getting around. I know you love your walks, or you did eventually once you got past the worst of the paranoia, but you never went on a walk this long. If you're dead in a ditch somewhere, I'm going to be fucking furious, Harry. It's weird being in here. It feels like being inside your head somehow. It's a goddamn mess, which I didn't really expect. I'm sure you've got your own system, though who the hell knows, but I definitely can't make sense of it. I'm glad to see you pulled the radio in here, though. Maybe you did hear some of my transmissions after all. Is that why you're not here? Because you heard me say I was coming and you didn't want to see me? You've enjoyed your life without me so much that you couldn't bear to have your peace shattered. Except, you've been thinking about me. I know you have. And maybe this is why you never wanted me to be in your studio in the first place. There's a lot of me in here. Paintings, sketches. Not all of my face, always, but you must have known that I'd recognize the curve of my own ear, the shape of my hands. Have you been doing this all along? Or just since I left? Were you always coming in here and spending hours perfecting the color of my hair when some days you wouldn't even speak to me? Is this why you asked for the stories behind all my scars? So you could render them in perfect detail, knowing exactly what made them and when? I thought you wanted to know more about me, but maybe it was just an avenue for your art, one of the few subjects that you had access to, too tired of painting birds or trees or images from your own mind. Or did you ask because you wanted to know? You talked once about how painting helped you understand the world, or yourself. How that was one of the things you loved about it, one of the reasons you started painting in the first place. Because when nothing else made sense, charcoal and oil and your own hands were able to bring shape to the world. Were you trying to understand me, or were you trying to understand what you felt about me? Or was guilt swallowing it all up that you couldn't uncover anything else? I need you to come back and explain what this is all about. Because in a room full of canvases and color and stray sketch pages, I keep turning and seeing my own face. I'm everywhere. There's There's a lot of other art, too, of course, and it's all... It's fucking beautiful. Your art has always been so beautiful. I've added to your collection. I picked up a painting when I was in Santa Fe. Something that I thought was pretty and that I thought you might... Well, I left it in here. In case you want to do anything with it, it's yours. There are also... Well, I wrote you some postcards. But I obviously had no way of sending them to you, so I just held on to them. But you might as well have them now. I don't know why I'm saying all this on the radio, like I can't say it to you face to face. You'll be back, and you'll probably be annoyed that I left stuff in your studio without asking. There's no need for me to leave anything for you, not when I can just hand it to you. But I just have this feeling. I'm going to look for you tomorrow. Drive to the usual spots, take a walk in the woods behind the house, and because I'm fucking considerate, I'm going to leave a note.